Cape Talk. Cape Talk, the US Report with Adrian Brune.
The US Report with Adrian Bruni, all the way from Manhattan, New York. Adrian, a very good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure, Abs. How are things?
Absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much. Adrian, talking about the United States, I mean, we talk about, I don't know, is it Scott Pruitt or Pruitt?
Pruitt, yes.
All right.
Yes, Scott Pruitt, the administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency, which is the agency that protects all of the waters, trees, forests, that kind of things from chemical pollution and the like. And also he was the architect of President Trump's aggressive effort to rewrite the government's rule book on environmental regulations, resigned on Thursday in the face of numerous ethic investigations that sort of, let's just say, well, cast a cloud on his tenure. Now, despite Pruitt's efforts to nurture a close relationship with the president, Trump himself announced the resignation in a tweet sent from Air Force One. He thanked Pruitt for a, quote, an outstanding job, unquote, and said that the agency's deputy, Andrew Wheeler, a former coal lobbyist, would take over as acting administrator of the EPA on Monday. Now, Pruitt, in his resignation letter, called, quote, unrelenting attacks on me personally, unquote, as one of the reasons for his departure. He had been hailed by conservatives for his zealous deregulation, but he could not overcome just countless questions about his spending abuses, his first class travel, his cozy relationships with lobbyists. These include installing a $48,000 soundproof compartment in his office, living for low rent with a lobbyist, and asking the president of a food chain called Chick-fil-A for an operation for his wife for her job. So,
yeah, I know. And then let's talk about Donald Trump, the latest on him.
So President Trump has essentially has issued guidelines to reverse affirmative action. Now, the White House issued these guidelines on Tuesday, encouraging universities and public schools to ignore race in their admissions process, which is another rejection of Obama-era policies aimed at promoting diversity. Critics have said that they have overstepped the Supreme Court decisions on affirmative action. Now, the Education Department has reverted to policies from George W. Bush's presidency, sort of skirting a line between, granting access to higher education based on race and that and ethnicity, but not entirely ignoring educational merit. So, meanwhile, a battle is brewing as a discrimination case brought against Harvard by Asian American students may be headed to the Supreme Court, just as President Donald Trump picks a nominee to replace retiring Justice Anthony Kennedy. Now, this case at Harvard essentially says that his administrators picked, intentionally did not pick Asian Americans if there was an equally qualified other student.
All right. And apparently there was a poll that was done to sort of gauge Americans' attitudes. What's the latest that came from there?
Right. Just on July 4th, actually, in our Independence Day, the most popular response describing America was, quote, divided, unquote, in a recent poll of 4,700 adults. In the Trump era, that may not be as surprising as one of the poll's more unexpected findings, that only 61% of Americans consider serving in the military to be patriotic. Now, that comes considerably behind the most unifying answer, voting, which 77% of respondents found patriotic, though voter turnout in 2016 was only 56%. So voters, so Americans are essentially not putting their background, or I'm sorry, not putting their support where they're saying they are. Meanwhile, just a quarter of millennials say that they're prouder to be American now than they were just 5 years ago. So I have for you, amid Trump and all of his various things going on, he is at he was at Montana tonight at a rally in Great Falls, trying to rally his Republican base and save the Republican conservative majority in Congress right now. I have a brief clip of what he has to say about immigration and Democrats and other issues.
We need people that come in under the merit system. Under the merit system. A vote for the Democrats in November is a vote to let MS-13 run wild in our communities. To let drugs pour into our cities and to take jobs and benefits away from our hardworking Americans, and we're not letting it happen. Democrats want anarchy. They really do. And they don't know who they're playing with, folks. I said it the other day. Yes, she is a low IQ individual, Maxine Waters. I said it the other day. Hi. I mean, honestly, she's somewhere in the mid-60s, I believe that. He will be impeached. I will impeach him. Even the Democrats are saying, how are you saying that? They don't want to use that word because it gets the Republicans out to vote. They say, stay away from that word. Especially since he's done nothing wrong. That helps also, right?
Yeah, well, listen, Adrian, Donald Trump, but... You know, it's, I suppose it's holidays like the 4th of July that, you know, every country needs. It may be that it sort of fosters or gives our citizens a false sense of safety, but for one day, it's always good to have one day to remember that, you know, this, we are who we are as a specific country. I think that's important.
True. Yes, definitely. And, if you want to hear about one of our famous traditions, Abs, I have one last story for you.
Please.
Now, Joey Chestnut wins the annual hot dog eating championship at Coney Island in New York. Now, nicknamed Jaws, Chestnut inhaled 74 hot dogs plus buns in just 10 minutes at the annual Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest on New York's Coney Island. Now, Nathan's hot dog stand was founded in the 1920s by an immigrant, Nathan Handworker. The victory is Chestnut's 11th in 12 years and third in a row, and he racked up a whopping 22,200 calories and 1,300 grams of fat. He won $10,000 for his effort and probably, you know, a health club membership, maybe. Meanwhile, Miki Sudo ate 37 hot dogs to win the women's event for the fifth consecutive year, leading commentators to compare the two to sports dynasties like the NBA's Golden State Warriors basketball team.
Yeah. Nonetheless, I hear you loud and clear. Adrian, thank you so much once again for joining us. We'll do this again next week, eh?
Yeah, always a pleasure, Abs. Have a great weekend.
Thank you so much. Adrian Brunny, all the way from Manhattan, New York.